ready for a little bit of Motivational Monday? I know that I certainly am. Our next expert is the founder of one of the largest chains of beauty salons in South Africa. It's where you can get your nails did, your feet did, and everything did. He's an incredibly successful in entrepreneur and just individual. And of course, despite the uncertainty of 2020 and 2021 with business closures and economic declines caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, he, being the founder of the largest chain of beauty salons in South Africa, launched the Hatch Institute, which is a personal and business leadership coaching company focused on creating a new breed of culture-driven leaders, leaders with moral authority who can navigate the complex and volatile socio-political South African landscape. He is really one of those people that you want to learn from, that you want to listen to. He knows what he's talking about, and he's taken a little bit of time out of his very, very busy schedule to give us some tips and some advice on how we can hashtag make 2021 great. This is the founder of the Hatch Institute, Mr. Ian Furr.
Hi, everybody. This is Ian Furr from the Hatch Institute. I would like to send out a message today, a message of hope to everyone. The economic, emotional, and physical realities of COVID-19 have really taken their toll. And the underlying racial tensions and inequalities that we've tried so hard to avoid as a nation can no longer be ignored. To continue along this path of hopelessness, doom, and despair is surely an incredible waste of energy. Ongoing racial tensions and paradigm paralysis will do nothing but perpetuate the massive inequality gap and lead to a future that is too ghastly to contemplate. Our negative and depressing mindsets are suppressing any attempt to build a prosperous South Africa with a rosy future. So what can we do about this? We must reverse the state of hopelessness by freeing the hearts and minds of our people. The narrative must change from endless moaning and whining, tireless blame-mongering, and a doomsday attitude to one of deep compromise, positive acceptance, respect, hopefulness, and a win-win state of mind. We all have an obligation to help rebuild a broken nation, and it starts with every person going on a journey of self-awareness and discovery. We each have to look at ourselves and understand our own unconscious biases, our prejudices, and our stereotypes, and start to challenge our existing beliefs. We need to shift our mindsets away from fear towards hope. Hope is the only thing that is stronger than fear. And unless we can find hope in our hearts and in our minds, and we can start listening to the thoughts and views and beliefs of other people, we will never be able to change. Change only comes when you start to listen, not when you speak. And of course, the more that we listen, the more we understand the need for change. So let's try and build hope in this country. Hope for a better future. Hope for a future that shares the wealth of the country with everybody, and where everyone has an equal opportunity to succeed. So, thank you so much for your time, and goodbye.
We have to say thank you so much for your time. Ian Furr, the owner and founder of the largest chain of beauty salons in South Africa, also founder of the Hatch Institute, just taking a little bit of time out of his busy schedule to enlighten us on how we can hashtag make 2021 great. As he said, change comes with listening. Let's hold on to hope. We all have an obligation to build our society, and we certainly can do it. We've done it before. We can do it again. And that was Motivational Monday. Hopefully you found a little gem in there for yourself. We will continue this for as long as is possible and as long as we need it to hashtag make 2021 great.